I mean, Swedes, come on, Swedes, let's pull ourselves together. I mean, I have this kind of old, or used to have, I don't know, respect for, and I think that's maybe how Swedes or Respect International used to be, as you know, honest, strong, no nonsense, you know, you're not going to fool us, you know, looking through and seeing, we're going to do it the right way, the real way, and don't try here, and just, you know, play some tricks on me. But also this integrity, and you have to stand by the truth. That is real strength, both from politicians, from scholars, from military, you know, whoever you are, diplomat. This, especially in these positions. But now I look and I go, oh, come now. I mean, how long are you going to just... I mean, looking at Swedish state media and mainstream, all the influencers, not all of them, there are definitely those who are more awake, but they're just repeating, mindlessly repeating the statements they got from the big boys in the West, you know, and the leaders of the gang, and but it's lies. And so that's the first thing. Come on. If you are in an influential position, the first thing you should do is to get well informed about something using your intelligence, not what the guy or girl next to you says and the gang you are in, and otherwise you will be out, and that kind of thing. Solidarity with the group. But, you know, what's true? What do I actually, when I look into it outside of that group, you know, that cult? Because that's what's going on, groups think. And how does it look like, you know, going deeper and seeking the truth and the facts and the reality? And then having the courage to speak that and show that, inform about that, give the truth to us. Stick to the truth. And if someone says, oh, this is just some fanatic sitting here saying we should listen to him and stick to his truth. No, I mean, really, there are facts. there are things that are actually true and things that are actually not true. I mean, if you don't think that this nihilism has crept in all kinds of places, which, you know, people just sit there and, but you can never know about anything. So, come on, let's wake up now. And especially you out there who are sitting, talking into your cameras and microphones or writing or whatever and publishing yourself to people. You better wake up now, because it's not about you getting your salary and your position and your title and your whatever it is, remuneration, building up your well-respected and adored profile. It's about the well-being of us, all of us here, including you yourself. Because if you push out illusions there and also, or lies, things that, you know, a lie is something that is not true. It's not that a lie is okay because it serves your purpose of, you know, defending or promoting the good side. The good guys, you know, you can, and justify some means and all of that, you know. it doesn't work like that. Why? Because, first of all, the difference between good and not good is that that which is not good, it doesn't work. And that which is good is what works and what is based on facts and reality. It's, you know, and what works for all of us, not just for me, and I will live at the cost of everyone else. So, yeah. Here I am, and I feel that responsibility, that pressure on me talking here, but also the pressure to talk here. Because each one of us has the right to do that. And as we are seekers of the truth and of solutions of making this world a better place and getting a happier life for each other and ourselves, then we share that. And that's what we should use this media for. Not for speaking bad about each other in order to serve our own purposes or whatever is going on here. Hare Krishna.